This is a production of Cornell University.
Okay, everyone, put on your videos, unless you know you're in an environment that doesn't allow you to turn on your videos or anything like that. I completely understand. I would appreciate if you do so. We'll go ahead and I'll ask John to call the roll. Or actually, do you need to call the roll? Can you just go through the participants chat? You're muted, John.
Forgot to unmute. I haven't heard either way, so I'm just going to call the roll.
Okay, that's fine.
Mariah Adege.
Here.
Salima Ali.
Here.
Joseph Anderson.
Here.
Morgan Baker.
Here.
Colin Benedict.
Here.
RMA Cass.
Excused.
Jenna Chukwukere.
Here.
John Clancy.
Excused.
Osai Garva.
Present.
Jacob Fight.
Here.
Masa Haddad.
Here.
Catherine Huang.
Here.
Julian Kroll.
Here.
Yifan Lee.
Excused.
Gavin Martin.
Gavin's here.
All right. Nick Matulka.
Excused.
Yep.
Nico Pavlov.
Excused.
Tomas Reuning.
Here.
Lucas Smith.
Here.
Lena Solovieva.
Unexcused.
Sarah Sun.
Unexcused.
Noah Watson.
Unexcused.
Brian Weintraub.
Excused.
Kirabel Wandimu.
He's here.
Celine Xu.
Here.
Valentina Xu.
Here.
Jacob Youngblood.
Here.
Johan Yuan.
Here.
Amazing. So for those who weren't here last meeting, just how we do speakers list and voting through Zoom. If you go to the participants tab and we open that up, you can see there's a yes, no checkbox, and there should be in the more section or something. I don't know how where the raise hand function is anymore, but there should be a raise hand function somewhere. Just that's going to be the speakers list or whatever for people to use. If you want to abstain from votes, just message me privately. If you want to get on the speakers list and you can't figure out how to raise your hand, just message me privately and I'll put you on there. So that's pretty straightforward. So we'll move into approval of the minutes from the 31st. If everyone had a chance to look at those, is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any dissent? Seeing no dissent, we'll move into voting. All in favor, go to the check boxes. Please do it. Okay, by a vote of 14 to 0 to 3, the minutes have been approved. Moving into clarification, announcements and presentations, clarification about attendance and meetings for the semester. So exec met on Tuesday. Clarifications for attendance. We're going to be pretty lenient on attendance requirements. I mean, we understand those who are in very vastly different time zones. We appreciate the dedication. Just email us and you'll get like a blanket excuse for the rest of the semester. You know, if you can make it, great. If you can't make it, that's whatever. But we understand situations are in flux and everything like that. So we're going to be as lenient as possible with people. And we totally understand if someone doesn't have the ability to make it a certain meeting, you know, whatever happens in your life, you don't have to go into in depth with us. Just like shoot an email, just be like, I can't make it. You know, as long as you communicate your excuse, we don't need a reason anymore. And then meetings for the semester. So we plan to meet every week. However, on Tuesday evening, Wednesday morning, Kat will send an email saying if we do have like a critical mass of work for that meeting, or if we have any work for that meeting. If we don't have work or something that we just don't feel is substantial enough to consider for that Thursday, we'll just cancel the meeting. So it's pretty much plan to meet every Thursday, but understand that we can have cancellation. So we probably won't meet every Thursday. So, but we'll give you time in advance to plan around that. So that is it for announcements and reports. I guess, Kat, do you want to enter open microphone?
Okay, we're going to move into open microphone. If you have any members of the community who wish to speak, please raise your hand in the little chat. And I see no hands. We're going to close open microphone.
Great, perfect. We'll be moving into new business, Resolution 60. That's Ian. Go for it. Share your screen, please.
Hello. I'm sharing my screen so y'all can see the resolution as well. Here it is. Yeah, so it's a resolution requesting that Cornell waive the GMAT and GRE requirements for fall graduate applications, kind of in response to the ensuing pandemic. Like, even in the kind of ideal, like the most ideal of times, these tests are like their effectiveness is questionable, they're inequitable, and the current situation is just kind of exacerbating that. And also, like for example, the GRE moved online, but it can only be taken on Windows systems. And so like, if you have an iOS system, you can't take it on your computer, you would have to find a Windows computer to take the exam, and then also a room to take the exam in. So it's just like a super high bar to entry, and it's not something that people should really have to focus on at the moment. Some universities have already started waiving the requirement. I list two in the resolution: Mississippi State University, Bowling Green State University on line 30. And some Cornell departments have started waiving them in response, waiving the tests in response to COVID-19. The anthropology department, for example. And so this resolution is also asked that the Cornell Graduate School Admissions webpage advertise which departments have waived the requirements in response to COVID-19. So yeah, any questions?
So I'll be taking a speaker's list. Just raise your hand in the participants chat. I have Jacob Fight first.
Yeah, I totally hear you, Ian. I totally agree with you. First of all, the tests are inequitable, even when we're not facing a pandemic. But my question, I suppose, to you is whether or not we have jurisdiction over a decision like this. I understand we are a recommending body, but just due to the fact that we are not the graduate assembly, what is your take? I feel personally that because a lot of our students as an undergraduate, as representing the undergraduate students, I feel like a lot of us are going to be applying to graduate schools, and therefore we have almost a right to protect those students in that regard. But I'm just curious to hear your take on it.
Yeah, I mean, this is just a recommendation. The final say ultimately is not with us. And I think I did consider reaching out to the GPSA, but ultimately I thought that like this resolution affects like current undergraduates and people who are not yet grad students the most. And so I thought it was kind of within our purview as undergraduates.
Sweet. Glad to support you.
Thank you.
Masa, I saw you had your hand raised and then you lowered it. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, thank you. Osai.
I think you're on mute.
Oh, I'm probably muted. Yeah, I'm good. Motion to vote.
Okay. There's been a motion vote. There's been a second. We don't have to move this into business of the day. Okay. We don't, because Brian's resolution from our last meeting in person said that if this reaches a 2/3 threshold, we actually don't need to move it. So fun facts. So just vote in the chat feature, please. In a vote of 18-0-1, this resolution passes. That's it for the meeting. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
And motion Thank to you. Adjourn. Is there a second? All in favor? Yep, makes sense.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.